Om Shanti, good morning. We're just going to start because I have another session from 11:30. And so we're looking at harmony. And sometimes when we think about harmony, you know, Judy Johnson, you know, all of you have been in Judy Johnson's class. And she did this pre-karma teet, and she looked at power and relationship and being ever ready. And so when we think about harmony, normally we talk about relationships. You know, am I in harmony with the people that I work with, the people I live with, or even am I in harmony with myself? And so this workshop today is looking at harmony, but through the lens of my smallest self, I, the seed. So the first session is like a meditation, but you're starting from the seed. And you go up, and so you see, how am I in harmony with the things around me? And as I grow up, how am I in harmony with the other trees? And how am I in harmony with the elements of nature? Because all these things we affect as this tiny seed of consciousness. We affect everything. And this is not in an arrogant way, but we do really affect everything. Everything that happens in the world is because of either soul. Okay, so right now the activity is to put everything away, feet flat on the floor, and I want you to move forward, hold your knees with your hands like this, and then as if you want to take your forehead to touch your knees. And in this position, keep this position and imagine that you are a tiny seed which will grow into a very tall tree with many strong branches reaching upwards to the sky. As if you want your forehead to touch your knees. It doesn't have to touch if you can't, but... Sorry? It makes you dizzy. Yeah, only a little bit, yeah. Okay. So imagine that you are the seed that will grow into a very tall tree with many strong branches. How safe and secure are you feeling right now? And remember, but there are other seeds, maybe next to you or maybe very far away from you. How do you feel about connecting with those other seeds? You're in the same soil, maybe close by or maybe far away, but you're sharing the same soil space. And I have a question for you. What new learning are you experiencing at this time within yourself as this tiny seed? What new learning? Something that you didn't know when you were a seed in a package. that now you are experiencing as a seed in the soil. So now we're going to grow. So now we're going to stand up. Stand up where you are. And now you are a tall tree. Just experience the elements, the wind, the sun, the warmth of the sun. Just see how you're relating with them. You're not complaining, are you? It's too hot. The breeze is too strong. Just in your element and communicate with the other trees around silently without words. So the second question is, what new learning am I having at this moment, now that I am this tree in a forest of trees?
From darkness to lightness.
Lovely, yes.
Brotherhood.
Anything else? A lot of victories, yes. Okay, so now we're going to do
night company.
Yeah. For me, when I was looking and I look at Arena and I said, "You're just as beautiful as I am." So, you know, the trees together, they form that forest, which adds a sort of protection for the smaller plants and a home for the animals to jump around and.
The other people, we were with Sister Mira, and they are still behind. They are coming.
It's okay. They will come to the second path. The second path is real fun. Yeah, so now we're going to move around in silence and see how you negotiate the elements, whether it's time, whether it is the elements of nature, or whether it is time.
What do you mean?
Negotiating the elements, how best you can move if there's a storm.
Accommodating,
whatever it is, whatever you think, accepting, accommodating, tolerating, whatever virtue, value, power you want to put to it. See how you move around in this space. You can move anywhere. So you imagine in your branches are now moving out. Sometimes that happens, they lean on one another. And at the same time, focusing on what is happening between you and the elements that you haven't known before, that you're now experiencing for the first time. Sorry? Oh, no, just join. They're all trees moving around. Now, I want you all to sit down, but in full meditative awareness that you, the tree, has now been in full bloom. Whether it's flowers or fruits, you're in full bloom. So you're sitting in that awareness. And so all the other trees around you are in full bloom. So there's no competition. Everyone is blooming. How do you feel in this knowledge that every one of us in this forest of trees is in full bloom? No one is lacking anything.
Abundant and grateful. Support each other.
Supported. Sustenance. Respect. Yeah. Beautiful in our ways. Yeah. beauty and diversity here. Okay, so now let's get out of the tree mode and we're going to relate that to our own relationship, whether in the center or in your workplace or in your home, if you don't live in a center. Can we see everyone in our environment as in full bloom, full of all virtues, full of all powers, and interact with them from the learning that we get each time we move around them? Because many times their mood swings, but how well we can negotiate those mood swings so it doesn't affect us, that I don't lose my inner qualities because someone is having a bad hair day. And so remembering that they too are full, they are just as beautiful as I am. So 2, 4, okay, maybe we do 2, 2, and 3. You can't hear. Okay, you can hear now. Yeah. All right, so you're going to look at, in the small groups, we're going to reflect on the whole learning from when you're the seed, which is when you're in deep meditation. What learning do you get? And when you stand up from meditation and decided to move out of the room or out of whatever space you're in, what learning do you take with you? What learning are you experiencing? And when you're interacting with others, what learning is that? And then when you sit, maybe for a meal, maybe just to chit-chat, understanding that we are fully, we all have the same knowledge. Nobody has any other knowledge that is different. Baba gives everyone the same dose every day, in the same quantity. So, in your little twos or threes, we can discuss. Okay, you have 2 more minutes and then we regroup. Thank you. Om Shanti. Okay, so come back in a second. That's okay. That's okay. There is this, I don't know if you've heard it before, but wisdom is collective knowledge. And so we're going to show how wise we are by collecting all the knowledge, all the learning that we have had among ourselves now, and we're going to talk about it. So what was the highlight of your discussion, or even of your experiencing through the activities? I know 3 of you have not done the activity, but I'm sure your companion would have shared with you something beautifully. Yeah? So, who wants to start? If you need a mic, I can pass it. Is it long enough? Or can we use?
Om Shanti. For those who don't know me, my name is Brother George. I'm from New York. I go to Sandra Harmony House and Peace, and also Peace Village. Okay, we were sharing a few thoughts, and mainly we were talking about harmonizing sanskars. What a challenge. But we must have it done. It must be done. And so we were sharing some of my experiences with work, where I had, I'm a building contractor, and I have employees. And this is one thing that happened one day. We had an incident whereby it was a discussion, and one of the employees came into the office And at the end of the discussion, before the end of the discussion, actually, they came out to the office and they slammed the door in my face and went out. Now, how do I deal with this? In my earlier days, and we just said that knowledge, rather wisdom, is knowledge practiced over a period of time. So in my earlier days, how would I have handled that? Would have been different from the time I took Baba's knowledge. And so I stood, sat quietly in the office, and allowed him, he went outside and he spoke and whatever he wanted to say, he said. And then I waited for a couple of days and I called him and I asked him to sit down. And I said, "What is the reason for all of this?" And he said, "No, take it easy." And I explained to him a few things and he said, "Okay." But again, if it was 10 years ago, it would not have ended up that way. Now, I learned that I don't have to, I can respond because I have to communicate with him, but I don't have to react. So my response is that the question is, what did I learn from that? And would you believe he has been such a changed person? There's so much respect now for me. In fact, he respects me more than all the others. And we'd have conversations very often, and I try to give him some knowledge, of course. I said, "Listen, it doesn't have to be that way." Because the reason for us getting angry, because we want to be in a stage where we're contented, we're comfortable. And despite the anger and other things that happen, we want to come to that stage because that's our natural state of being. And so when we don't have the knowledge that you said, what happens? We react in certain ways. But I was able, I have to share this, I was able to stabilize that young man, and today he's a much, much better person. Thank you. Om Shanti.
Yeah. Om Shanti. My name is Satya. I am from Peace Village in New York. And it was so beautiful, the way Sister Grace was talking about the tree and the seed, how you, when you are a seed and then you become a tree, and you all have the same quality. I live in a peace village, in a retreat center with 22 people, and for 10 years now. And every day is a learning, it looks like a pressure cooker. You're all there to learn something. Sometimes my feeling is like when I come out and I did my Amrit Vela, I did everything good, and I come out and I see a little attack from here and there. There's some sound of complaining or some sound of like I haven't done something or right or wrong. And I ignore it. And then second, if there is another one, then I feel like, okay, it's something about me changed that I can see the attack. I can see the energy of those people. Otherwise, if I was in my highest stage, I would never even think that as an attack. Then I would think, instead of blaming others, and then I say, okay, I have to change my energy. And little by little, then it is, and everything changes. It's all because of me. And sometimes when we get angry because when somebody says something and it makes us hurt because it's really true when they say it, because only I know it's true, but that person saw my inside and brought it up, that weakness that I have, that I was hiding it for beautifully there. Then I get angry, wow, somebody knows it. But it's good that we have to appreciate that person. Okay, I have this weakness, then I can work on it. Om Shanti.
Okay, hello. My name is Elaine Singh. And I'm from the United States. I mean, originally I was born in Guyana, and I moved to the United States, and there is where I took knowledge, and I attend Harmony House, you know, Sister Mohini, you know, her, the Yagya, or, you know, that's where I am. But in my situation and learning, I was looking forward, I was searching for this kind of peace, you know, that from, you know, finding peace for myself because of all the situation that is going around, you know, in my home, in my workplace, you know, and you get this feeling of depression sometimes, and things are not working out the way it's supposed to be, and especially at workplace too, you have challenges, and I didn't know how to handle with it. I would be sad most times, but then I couldn't come home and say it to anyone because nobody wants to listen to you, nobody cares. So I have this way of wanting, looking for that kind of peace of mind, and I said the only way I was searching for Baba. And but still I've learned a lot about how to control myself and how to let go, how to avoid it bothering me, and learning this from the Yagya, like, you know, what we are learning now, that we are all from one, you know, soil, as she put it out, that we are siblings of the same. But it changed my mind now that I can calm myself, I can work with and think differently of how to handle it, and I feel better knowing that I see things from a different perspective, you know, being calm and being, you know, from what this workshop, like we just discovered, that there is so many goodness that I can follow, and I'm looking forward to make big changes and to change the whole, you know, family and area in general. Okay, so I'm taking with that. Thank you so much. Okay.
Hello, everybody. My name is Monica, and came from Canada. I'm only 1 year in Glian. No. I really like when the brother said that he held the space for the person who was not happy with him. I think that's something I learned prior to coming to Baba in Buddhism. And for the most part, we continue to do that for a time being when you are full. We can easily hold space for others, no problem. They have a problem, they're not happy, we'll make up for that. And then slowly, when we come down a little and we can't sustain anymore, then the old samskaras start emerging, and then we start creating this karma in a different way with other people. So this is my story, and I really liked when sister mentioned that, you know, when we don't like something in another person, the first thing we have to do is change our own energy, and started to question that more and more now. Any irritation is like, okay, why? What is that? Why am I doing that? And can't I ignore? Sometimes I can just ignore just with the awareness, but sometimes I just cannot, and I'm working on it. So today, being one of the seed and growing into a tree, it was a very comforting feeling. I think if the same soil is sustaining us, the same nurturing is being given to all of the trees, there is actually no reason. And then we can here and there, I don't know, there is, in this case, there is no room. Everybody is full. And it's a beautiful, beautiful feeling. So thanks to the soil, thanks to Baba, I will continue to grow. Thank you. Thank you, family.
Om Shanti. I'm Suhaya from Oman. I was sharing with sister here that when I don't work, so I don't have any problem at work, but every time I come to Madhuban, the seed grow a little bit more, and especially this time, I felt that the more I connect with the essence of the seed, the more I'm able to connect with the essence of other seeds, and our interaction become a loving interaction. And I was sharing that we are 8 in the room, but despite of that, and everyone has its own personality, many layer of different things, but we are able to accommodate all of this when we are connected with our essence. And it's, of course, we all have weaknesses, but instead of seeing the weakness as something disturbing or irritating, we see it as maybe I am here just to support with my love, with my face, with just being here. And actually this is what we do in our room every night. We sit on the bed and everyone just share from the heart. And it's beautiful, actually. And this is only possible when we are connected with our true self. Yeah. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. I'm Tara. I'm from the U.S., from Harmony House. And I took Gyan in Guyana. After 32 years in U.S., I'd never heard about Brahma Kumaris. But I went there, and that's where I met Baba. And that's in 2013, and I came back 2019 here, and that's when I went to Harmony House. But when I came back, I had to live with my daughter and 4 children, and that was a challenge that to deal with so far. That's the only thing I deal with. And I stay quiet. My daughter was like, she don't want anybody to talk, tell her what to do. And so when she starts to talk, I get scared. I don't want to get, talk back, because it's going to be a few lines of what and how and when or whatever. So I stay quiet. And I notice after, when she says something, I stay quiet because I'm scared of her, because what's she going to say? I don't want to get into it. But I notice after about a year and a half, she changed a whole lot compared to then and now. She don't say anything because I said my quietness, I didn't respond to her. It changes her now. And I'm still living with her, but I don't have anything with her now. No, I don't have to answer back because she don't approach me in that way she used to. She realized it because she told me what she was doing to me. So she realized it because of I stay quiet and not respond back to her. She told me that's how I know, and it changes her now. But because I'm still living with her, and it's so different. That's the only. At work, I don't have any issue or so now. That was the only one since I came with Baba I deal with now, but she changed. Thank you.
Om Shanti. I'm Vani from Australia, Melbourne. So I missed the activity. So, but to reflect, one time during COVID, I was sitting in the lounge and it was raining and windy. And I saw how the trees were really flexible, right? It was going here, there, up this way, then it will come to stable, then it will go. And it made me realize I need to be strong like that as well. When conflict comes, I need to be flexible and bend this way to adjust it. But then I have to come back to my root, that is my soul consciousness. So that was kind of, but when she explained to me, this is what she was thinking, I was thinking about that. And yesterday when Sudesh Didi shared about how between her and Jane Tibben, you know, there is no conflict, nothing, you know, it touched me, right? Because they respect each other at a senior level or at the same equal level, there is no conflict. And I was reflecting in my service companion, we have conflict and that's why it creates, you know, no harmony, conflict comes. And I think that's because, you know, the ego or jealousiness or wanting to be in a position, power or position or name, fame, these things, you know, emerges in us and that creates the conflict. So I've been pondering how I need to let go all that, so then when I go back and do service, there is no conflict, there's more harmony. Thank you.
Om Shanti. My name is Phon from Thailand. I'm 18 years in this knowledge. When we imagine that we are a seed, I feel that silent and I have a lot of potential and need to be grow. Just like if we stay in the soul world, we become like a living seed there, silent still but cannot express our potential. But when we stand up, I can feel that, oh, it's time for me to play a part in this world stage, and I can see the living tree allow me. I can feel the four elements, can the warm, the cold, everything is can. I can touch the nature, and I feel happy, and I feel that I would like to go with the flow. Whatever is coming to my into me, I will okay. I will accept and will happy. Whatever. And when you talk about full bloom, I see myself like a living rose in the ORC many years ago. I see that rose and I feel, oh, very beautiful. But when you talk that, imagine you are a full bloom, that rose is coming to my mind. And Abba say you are a living rose like that. So become beautiful as you are and then can see everyone beautiful as they are also. For harmonizing sanskar, In many years ago, because I study in the law, so I have a judge people. This one is right or wrong. It make me have a lot of conflict with others because I feel this one is not right. But when I come to Baba knowledge, I changed myself. Baba said to me that don't hold. Take the law in your hand. You should let it go and be like Baba would like you to be. And I change myself. I don't judge that this one is right or wrong, but I ask Baba, what should I do in this situation to make that people okay and I be okay and everyone will be okay. So when I change myself, I feel it's better and no more conflict like before. Because Baba would like to me to be not become a judge but become like a mother. Some people is senior, is older than me, some do something wrong. In the past I expect that this one should be too kind to me, right? But when I stay at the center at that time, and away, Baba said to me that you are a mother, okay, you are more senior. That one is junior at that time. Can you be mother at that time? I say, okay, Baba. And after that, I change myself. Thank you.
Om Shanti. I'm Sister Irina. I'm from Russia, from Moscow. And I really enjoyed our activity. And while reflecting on those stages, I have found that this is like a cycle. Starting from the tree, from the seed, when it was a feeling of total peace inside and trust that whatever is destined to grow, it will grow. And while being a tree and enjoying the company of other trees, I just had a feeling of a carefree child. That enjoys the company, playing, and even if some little wrong things happens, it is just for a temporary, and it is easy to forget, forgive, and continue to enjoy the life. And while interacting with the elements of nature, again, there was a feeling that all of them for myself, to serve me and to give me comfort. And I was very grateful to everyone and everything. And when there was unpleasant things like hurricane or something like this, it is for a short time, and more time for being in pleasure. And in a state of a full bloom, I have found that, yes, I'm already a mature, and I have a lot of experience, and I can share it. And sometimes I can't see my own beauty or my own wisdom, but others who are around me, they can take something from me. And so this is this process of sharing is when you even don't realize that you give something, but others, they are so grateful, they receive and they give you blessings in return. And so this whole cycle was very pleasant to experience during this little exercise. And my lesson from all of this is that first, whenever the situation is, first I have to appreciate, and only then to react. Or in fact, you won't react if you find something that you can appreciate. You just give a proper answer. So first, enjoy, appreciate, and do. Thank you.
Om Shanti. My name is Sunil. I'm from Mississauga, Canada. So when we talk about, I think you mentioned about it's the same Murli we all hear. But I think we all take the same message when we go back. We all take the message that's more relevant for us. So many a times when I'm actually listening to Murli, I'm looking at what applies to me. So one of the things that, like I was talking to Irina here, being in a group where she is 33 years in, you know, with BK, and I'm less than a year, right? So essentially what happens when we were talking about the seed to tree, we looked at it very differently. I'm looking at someone who's probably new to BK, trying to get the gyan, trying to understand. And I'm at the stage one, as I call it myself, with someone who's spent a lot of time understanding this. So essentially, when I looked at seed to tree, it's like saying that, okay, for me, I'm a seed because I just started to learn something, and someday I will become a tree, right? with knowledge and everything, right? So essentially, for me, I think the major focus or the step one or the stage one of this journey is to become pure, right? Because I know we talked about reacting or not reacting, right? In a normal human world, we just react first, right? If a situation comes, we just react, and then we see the consequences. In Baba's world, they're saying, step back, right? Look at it a little differently. And when you do that, you find that a lot of things doesn't make sense. It's not for you. It's not, you know, you're not the one. Okay, you might be getting the effect of that, but you're not connected to that situation at all. So it helps a lot. Though I'm not there yet, many a times we react, or I'm talking about myself, but I think like I said, my focus right now is to become pure, get rid of those vices, control my thoughts, and I'm at stage one, so accept me. yeah. But yeah, thank you all. Om Shanti.
I just sum up. This is the first exercise. The second exercise is much more fun, and the idea was going back to the seed. No matter if we're one day old or if we're 50 years old in this knowledge, we need to go back to the seed. And why did I want you all to experience the seed in the soil? What is happening? Roots are growing. And then the shoots come. When I am this tall tree, the roots are going deeper. And so if I can always go back to the root, because at the root we are connected. There's communication among the trees through the roots. Not through the leaves, not through the branches, but through the roots. The trees communicate with themselves. And I have friends who are in it's like botany, where they study the nature in terms of plants, biosystems. And that's what they found, that the trees, the roots, there's a network of roots underground which we don't see. And we think that the roots of this tree just there, but it's corresponding with the roots from others around there. And so this is what we are in this organization. We are all seeds connected to the main root, which is Baba, who is the main seed. And so when we are in our movement stage, when we are interacting, because we can't stay as a seed all the time, impossible. We have to come from the seed and actually move around and interact with others. But always remember that we are connected to the in the roots. And we are connected to that one who is always a seed. And so we can go back to the soil of, and this is what we mean by collective knowledge, knowing that we belong to that one who is in the soil of all the goodness. All the nutrients comes from that soil. And so when we can really connect with that one, even while we are interacting. And right now, she was supposed to be here. Nicole. She couldn't find a place. So Nicole and Satya and myself. No, it's okay. We have this thing that every time she said, "Are you connected?" And then I said, "No." So, you know, it's this game we play. But just to remember that even while I'm interacting with you, I can be connected to that seed. And I can be experiencing my strength. Because that's what the tree is. That strength helped me to withstand the elements of bad wishes, of negativity coming to me, of whether it is the challenges of people around you, or even the challenges of the weather, because some people get really upset about the weather. I don't like it. It's too hot. It's too rainy. It's always too something. And so being connected with the seed and knowing that we have that wisdom, that collective knowledge of who we are and who we belong to and what we are when we are in full bloom. We are full with everything. So I don't need anything from you, but I can appreciate you. Because you're exactly like me. Your journey might be different, but we have the same qualities. We have the same value system. It's nothing different. You might use it in a different way from how I use it, but we're always similar. And every time we go back to the root, we remember we belong to that one who is constantly full. So when I come back from that state, I am full. I have take all that qualities within me. So moving on to the second part of the workshop, this is where we look at harmony in how we interact with each other through communication. And I remember Judy saying that we don't always sing the same note, yet still we are harmonized. And I want you to listen to this music. But when you listen to it, there's some things that will happen. You will hear different things, different harmonies. And I want you to pay attention to how they blend. Sometimes in two, sometimes singular, sometimes a whole group. So I want you to just listen to it.
right. I haven't seen this world before, but I'm excused. I'm a butterfly. La 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 la.
What did you notice about that? How many of you got the feeling that there was more than one people singing at the same time, but not singing the same note? Can you tell how many? Irina, you're looking at... There are six people. There is no conductor. And so everything is coming, it's what's called a cappella. Everything is coming naturally, real harmony. So I know when, and nobody's overpowering anybody else. And there's a time when one person rises up and take the lead. It's the same with us in our interaction. Sometimes someone has a skill that the others don't have. And it's not necessary that person is older or longer in the knowledge, but just that person has a skill and is given the opportunity to run a program or something. And do we give them that cooperation? Are we singing in harmony with them? We might not be singing the same note, but we are actually singing in a way that it becomes harmonious. The whole program comes together. So this person have all the ideas, but I might know how to decorate the room. So she's working with the ideas, I'm decorating the room, and another person know how to attract people to come to this program. And so everyone is doing something else, but it comes together beautifully in the end, and then everybody says, what a lovely program. And then there's all these workings behind that you don't see. If it's not harmonious, people pick up on that vibration. and they said, oh, we didn't really like the program. It was disjointed. And why it was disjointed? Because too many leaders. Too many ego, yeah. So what we're going to do is we're going to identify a simple song that everybody knows. I was thinking of Twinkle Twinkle Little Star, but I don't know if everybody knows Twinkle Twinkle Little Star. Yeah? You all know? Very good. So we're going to divide into two groups. One group will have 6 and one group will have 7. Do you want to join in? You know what? Okay. So there'll be a 7 and a 7. And you're going to use those words of Twinkle Twinkle Little Star. So easy. So one person in the group going to write out the words. And then together you're going to create a verse based on that same tune, Twinkle Twinkle Little Star. And you're going to see how you're going to put it together in an a cappella form. Each person will be involved in something, even if you're humming. So everybody's going to do it. And in the end, you're going to sing the whole thing together, each group singing that extra verse that they put in their own way. And let's see if you could be as harmonious as reggaeton. It could be like instrumental. It could be just a ba 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 ba, like the Brazilian beat. We don't have any Brazilians in this. So you work out in your group how you want to get it, but you have to write your verse, and the person who is holding the melody will be singing that verse to the tune of Twinkle Twinkle Little Star. Understand? Can you sing Twinkle Twinkle Little Star? And my voice will run away, but I'll try. Twinkle, twinkle, little star, how I wonder where you are. Up above the world so high, like a diamond in the sky. Twinkle, twinkle, little star, how I wonder what you are. Okay, so let's say the first verse is the verse everybody knows, Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star. But you could do something else, like maybe swim in the sea, little fish, or something like that. Or flit in the flowers, little butterfly. Something that you make, a verse based on that same tune. Yeah.
We are connected to the roof. We are connected to the roof. We are connected to the root. We are connected to the root.
Can we do again?
harmonizing, which makes so important for human relationship. Yeah. What it is about harmonizing that makes it so important to human relationship? If you think about how you were working in your group, what it is about harmonizing that makes relationship easy? Right, respecting each other's idea, very good. You feel good about it, yeah. And then there's laughter. I heard lots of laughter and giggling because it's nothing heavy. You know, when we get too heavy, then we don't really enjoy it and we feel it's a chore. And afterwards, you feel tired. Who is feeling tired from this task? Nobody. Sarai, are you tired? You feel wonderful. So you had an idea, everybody pick up with it and they contribute. Yeah. And I think this is what is nice about it, is nobody tells you when to come in or when to step out. You get the feel and you said, this is the time I need to do something, and then I do it. And then I step back from it. When I step back from it, I don't take any sorrow. If someone said to me it's rubbish, at least I step back. I did something. And nobody will say it's rubbish. Really, it's only when I give it that energy that I want people to appreciate it. That's when you find that someone will pick up on that idea that your ego tells you. Whatever you do, people need to say bravo, bravo, bravo. That's not expected. Sometimes people say nothing. But years after, or time after, they will tell you, oh, you know what you said that day? It really touched me. And then you can't even remember what you say. Sometimes students meet me and say, oh, this point you made, it was so good. And I'm thinking, what point was that? Because you step away from it. But if you expect expectation, if you expected that everybody will go with what your idea was, and follow it to the letter, then what happens? Disharmony, discord. So you did your first session in a cappella living. Living in harmony is living in a cappella. Everyone has a different tune, a different note that they're playing from. And we have to respect that note because our note will be in harmony with theirs. When I respect it, when I give them that regard. Absolutely right, yeah. Many times we just focus on the results and we have an idea what results, and that's limited. But when you don't focus on the results, what happened is surprising. You say, wow, it came out good. But when you blink at vision, your limit is like you're just beating your head against a wall, whereas there are windows and doors that are open, but you can't see it because you want to go there, and that's a wall. So that giving respect to others really gives me an idea to move beyond. And so that idea of the tree growing, all the branches don't all grow in the same way. But yet still they're feeding from the same tree, the same root. Yeah. So wonderful, and we're going to end with a nice song from a choir. The song, and then we meditate afterwards. Yeah, that one that you highlighted.
There are times when you might feel aimless. You can't see the places where you belong. But you will find that there is a purpose that's been there within you all along.
When you're near it, you can almost hear it.
It's like a symphony. Just keep listening. And when you know you'll start, you'll figure out your part. Everyone
for all of us. We are all glorious. We all have our part in the symphony of life. So living in harmony is living in music. You know, when I was growing up, I was like music and math. Math and music. And now I have developed a love for poetry as well. So, but otherwise, you don't get me reading novels or stories. Or I listen to them, but not so much reading. At heart, I'm a mathematician. So I just love math and I love music. Because music is math. And math is life. All around us. So the meditation commentary we're going to listen to is the power of we, that we are one, and so this is going to end our session. Sick? No, but I love music, and I love the violin. But I never learned to play music because I was too busy in math books. And my daughter was playing the violin, so each time I have a guest come, I say, oh, Megan, you play for them. And then she said to me, you know, you make me into a prize monkey. Play for my friends. But no, I don't really sing. I like singing. Play.
This meditation is an invitation to practice something called we consciousness. Although we know that life is a grand play and the earth is our stage, we sometimes allow our story to become a skin around us that keeps us from connecting to others. As we walk and move and function in the world, we often stay locked in our own to-do list, in our own tasks. But what if we were to move through the world with stillness, aware that we were moving in sync with billions of souls, all on a similar journey? And right now, so many of those souls are needing the support of peace, the support of the reality of our spirituality. Imagine yourself in a beautiful place in nature. And let the scene fill you with a sense of peace. Fill you with a sense of mystery. Allow your breath to become slow and deep, and every time you exhale, let it take you deeper into stillness. Every time you exhale, let it take you deeper into the awareness that you are light, you are spirit. Consciously allowing your breath to move slowly in and out. And as you go deeper and deeper into your own light and stillness, allow yourself to take in the big picture. Think of how right now you are sitting in the universe, moving through space and time with billions of souls. And oftentimes you may see them as strangers, as other cultures or other genders. But can you see something deeper in them right now? Can you become aware that we are part of a global family of souls? And as you sit in silence, let yourself connect to all of those souls. Let yourself breathe in and out with all of those souls. Recognizing how every thought you think colors not just your mind, but the whole universe and the heart of every living being. Again, paying attention to the breath, breathing in slowly, and on each exhale, letting it take you deeper and deeper into the light of the soul. Into that place where you can feel that you are immersed in a field of divine love. Field of divine radiant energy. And allow your light to stretch out to every single being right now. Sharing whatever vibration you would like to share with every single being. Knowing that your thoughts are reaching across landscapes and mountains and countries, affecting everyone right now. Knowing right now that there are countless souls who need the awareness of your attention, who need the awareness of your heart. Imagine now that your consciousness rises up beyond this beautiful scene of nature to a place high, high above, where you can look down on the globe and look down on the earth. And ask yourself, who are we to each other? Ask yourself, what do you have to give to every single soul, and how can you begin to give that? It's possible for us to move moment to moment, even in our daily life, in a way that takes in the whole. It's possible for us to let go of our individual story and drive and walk and function with the awareness that we are connected. We are part of a global sea of souls. And everything we do colors the mind and the heart of the other. Allow yourself now to return to your daily world, to the stage of your daily stories. But invite yourself to return in a new way. As you walk today, as you talk, as you move about and do the things of your daily life, can you move in the awareness of the consciousness of we? By letting go of our story and remembering our connection and sacred reality as a global family, we can create a sense of belonging, care, sensitivity, and connection. And that is what all of us want more than anything.